Chapter 5. Neural Network Training with TensorFlow. TensorFlow can be defined as a machine learning platform providing end-to-end service with a variety of free and open sources. It has a system of multi-layered nodes that allow for quick building, training, and deployment of artificial neural networks with large datasets. It is touted as a simple and flexible architecture to take new ideas from concept to take new ideas from concept to code to state-of-the-art models and publication at a rapid pace. For example, Google uses TensorFlow libraries in their image recognition and speech recognition tools and technologies. Higher-level APIs, such as TF.estimator, can be used for specifying predefined architectures, such as linear regressors or neural networks. The picture below shows the exact hierarchy of the TensorFlow toolkit. TensorFlow estimators, high-level object-oriented API, TF layers, TF losses, TF metrics, reusable libraries for common model components. Python TensorFlow provides ops, which wraps C++ kernels. C++ TensorFlow. CPU, GPU, TPU. Kernels work on one or more platforms. The picture shown below provides the purposes of the different layers. Toolkits. Estimator, TF.estimator. High-level OOP API. TF.layers. TF.losses, TF.metrics, libraries for common model components. TensorFlow, lower-level APIs. The two fundamental components of TensorFlow are 1. A graph protocol buffer. 2. A runtime that can execute the graph. The two components mentioned above are similar to the Python code and the Python interpreter. Just as Python interpreter can run Python code on several hardware systems, TensorFlow can be operated on various hardware systems, like CPU, GPU, and TPU. To make a decision regarding which APIs should be used, you must consider the API offering the highest abstraction level to solve the target problem. Easier to use, but by design less flexible, are the greater abstract levels. It is recommended to first begin with the highest level API and make everything work. If, for certain unique modeling issues, you need extra flexibility, move one level down. Notice that each level is constructed on the lower level APIs. It should thus be quite simple to decrease the hierarchy. For the development of majority of machine learning models, we will use TF.estimator API, which significantly lowers the number of code lines needed for development. Also, TF.estimator is compatible with scikit-learn API. Neural network. The programming of computers needs a human programmer. Many lines of code are used by humans to instruct a computer to provide solutions to our problems. However, the computer can attempt to fix the issue itself through machine learning and neural networks. A neural network is a function that learns the expected output for a given input from training datasets. For instance, you can train the neural network with many simple bear pictures to construct a neural network that recognizes pictures of a bear. The resulting network operates as functionality to generate the bear label as output for the bear picture input. Another more convenient example would be training the neural network using multiple user activity logs from gaming servers and generate an output stating which users are very likely to convert to paying customer. Unlike the artificial neural network, explained in detail in Chapter 2 of this book, the neural network features only a single neuron, also called a perceptron. It is a straightforward and fundamental mechanism which can be implemented with basic math. The primary distinction between traditional programming and a neural network is that computers running on neural network learn from the provided training data, set to determine the parameters, weights, and prejudice on their own, without needing any human assistance. Algorithms like backpropagation and gradient descent may be used to train the parameters. It can be stated that the computer tries to increase or decrease every parameter a bit, in the hope that the optimal combination of parameters can be found, to minimize the error compared with training dataset. Fundamentals of neural network. Neural networks need clear and informative big data to be trained. You can think of neural networks as a toddler. They start by observing how their parents are walking. Then they attempt to walk on their own, and the kid learns to accomplish future tasks with every step. Similarly, the neural network may fail a few times, but it learns how to generate desired predictions after a few failing attempts. For complicated issues, such as image processing, it is advisable to use neural networks. Neural networks belong to a group of algorithms called representation learning algorithms. These algorithms are capable of simplifying complicated issues by generating simple or representative form, which tends to be more difficult for conventional or non-representation algorithms. To determine what type of neural network model is suitable for solving the issue at hand, let the data dictate how you fix the issue. For instance, recurring neural networks are more appropriate if the issue pertains to sequence generation. While it might be better for you to use convolutional neural networks to solve an image-related issue. In order to run a deep neural network model, hardware specifications are vital. Neural networks have been around for a long time now, but they are recently experiencing an upsurge, primarily credited to the fact that computer resources today are better and more effective. If you want to address a real-life problem using neural network, it is wise to purchase high-end hardware. Training a neural network using TensorFlow. In this exercise, we will develop a model of neural networks for classifying clothing images, such as sneakers and shirts, using TensorFlow library. 1. Import the dataset. For this example, we will be using Fashion MNIST dataset with 60,000 pictures representing 10 different categories. The low-resolution pictures, 28 by 28 pixels, indicate individual clothing items. For the classic MNIST dataset, Fashion MNIST is intended as a drop-in replacement. The MNIST dataset includes pictures of handwritten numbers, 0, 1, and so on, in the same format as the clothing items used in this example. To train the network, we will use 60,000 pictures, and 10,000 pictures will be used to assess the accuracy with which the network has learned how to classify pictures. The Fashion MNIST dataset is accessible directly from TensorFlow, using the import command as below. Fashion_MNIST equals keras.datasets.fashion_MNIST. Open parentheses, train_images, comma, train_labels, close parentheses, comma, open parentheses, test_images, comma, test_labels, close parentheses, equals fashion_MNIST.load_data, open close parentheses. After the dataset has been loaded, system will return four different NumPy arrays, including the train_images and train_labels arrays, which serve as the training dataset for the model. The test_images and test_labels arrays, which serve as the testing dataset that the model can be tested against. Now we need to create labels for an array of integers, 0 to 9, corresponding to each category or class of the clothing picture in the dataset, using the command below, which will look like the table represented in the picture below. This will be useful in generating predictions using our model. Class_names equals open bracket apostrophe t hyphen shirt forward slash top apostrophe comma apostrophe trouser apostrophe comma apostrophe pullover, apostrophe, comma, apostrophe, dress, apostrophe, comma, apostrophe, coat, apostrophe, comma, apostrophe, sandal, apostrophe, comma, apostrophe, shirt, apostrophe, comma, apostrophe, sneaker, apostrophe, comma, apostrophe, bag, apostrophe, comma, apostrophe, ankle boot, apostrophe, close bracket. Label, 0, class, t-shirt, top. Label, 1, class, trouser. Label, 2, class, pullover. Label, 3, class, dress. Label, 4, class, coat. Label, 5, class, sandal. Label, 6, class, shirt. Label, 7, class, sneaker. Label, 8, class, bag. And label, 9, class, ankle boot. 2. Data exploration. To get some sense of the dataset, it can be explored using the commands listed below. To view the total number of images in the training dataset and the size of each image, train_images.shape, which will produce the output displayed as open parentheses 60,000, 28, 28, close parentheses, stating we have 60,000 pictures of 28 to 28 pixel size. To view the total number of labels in the training dataset, len open parentheses train_labels close parentheses, which will produce the output displayed as 60,000, stating we have 60,000 labels in the training dataset. To view the data types of each label used in the training dataset, train_labels, which will produce the output displayed as array, open parentheses, open bracket, 9, comma, 0, comma, dot, 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 comma, 3, comma, 0, comma, 5, close bracket, comma, dtype equals uint 8, close parentheses, stating each label is an integer between 0 and 9. To view the total number of images in the testing dataset and the size of each image, test_images.shape, which will produce the output displayed as open parentheses 10,000, 28, 28, close parentheses, stating we have 10,000 pictures of 28 to 28 pixel size in the testing dataset. To view the total number of labels in the testing dataset, len open parentheses test_labels, close parentheses, which will produce the output displayed as 10,000, stating we have 10,000 labels in the testing dataset. 3. Data pre-processing. To make the data suitable for training the model, it needs to be pre-processed. It is essential to pre-process the datasets to be used for training and testing in the same manner. For instance, you notice the first picture in the training dataset has the pixel values between 0 and 255, using the commands below. plt.figure, open close parentheses. plt.imshow, open parentheses, train_images, open bracket, 0, close bracket, close parentheses. plt.colorbar, open close parentheses. plt.grid, open parentheses, false, close parentheses. plt.show, open close parentheses. These pixel values need to be scaled to full between 1 to 0, prior to being used as input for the neural network model. Therefore, the values need to be divided by 255 for both the data subsets using commands below. train_images equals train_images/255.0. test_images equals test_images/255.0. The final pre-processing step here would be to make sure that the data is desired format prior to building the neural network by building the first 20 pictures from the training dataset and displaying the class name under each picture using commands below. plt.figure, open parentheses, fig size, equals open parentheses 10, 10, close parentheses, close parentheses. For I in range, open parentheses, 20, close parentheses, colon. PLT.subplot, open parentheses, 5, comma, 5, comma, I plus 1, close parentheses. PLT.xticks, open parentheses, open close bracket, close parentheses. PLT.yticks, open parentheses, open close brackets, close parentheses. PLT.grid, open parentheses, false, close parentheses. PLT.imshow, open parentheses, train underscore images, open bracket, I, close bracket, comma, cmap equals plt.cm.binary, close parentheses. PLT.xlabel, open parentheses, class underscore names, open bracket, train underscore labels, open bracket, I, close bracket, close bracket, close parentheses. PLT.show, open close parentheses. 4. Building the neural network model. To build up the neural network, the constituting layers of the model first need to be configured, and only then the model can be compiled. Configuring the layers. The layers are the fundamental construction block of a neural network. These layers take out information from the data entered, generating representations that tend to be extremely valuable addressing the problem. Majority of deep learning involves stacking and linking fundamental layers together. The parameters that are learned during practice are available in most of the layers, like tf.keras.layers.dense. To configure the required layers, use command below. Model equals keras.sequential, open parentheses, open bracket. keras.layers.flatten, open parentheses, input underscore shape equals open parentheses 28 comma 28, close parentheses, close parentheses. keras.layers.dense, open parentheses 128 comma activation equals tf.nn.relu, close parentheses. keras.layers.dense, open parentheses 10 comma activation equals tf.nn.softmax, close parentheses, close brackets, close parentheses. The tf.keras.layers.flatten is the first layer in this network, which turns the picture format from a two-dimensional array of 28 by 28 size to a one-dimensional array, with 28 times 28 equals 784 pixels. Consider this layer as unchained rows of pixels in the picture that arrange these pictures, but without any learning parameters and capable of only altering the data. The network comprises of a couple of tf.keras.layers.dense layers after pixels are flattened. These are neural layers that are fully or densely connected. There are 128 nodes or neurons in the first dense layer. The succeeding and final layer is a 10-node layer of softmax, which generated an array of 10 different probability scores amounting to 1. Every single node includes a probability score indicating that one of the 10 classes is likely to contain the existing picture. Compiling the model. Before being able to train the model, some final tweaks are needed to be made in the model compilation step, such as loss function. This provides a measure of the model's accuracy during training. This feature should be minimized so that the model is directed in the correct direction. Optimizer. These are the updates made to the model based on the data it can view, as well as its loss function. Metrics. Used for monitoring the training and testing procedures. For example, the code below utilizes accuracy, measured by computing the fraction of the pictures that were classified accurately. Model.compile open parentheses optimizer equals apostrophe adam apostrophe comma. Loss equals apostrophe sparse underscore categorical underscore cross entropy apostrophe comma. Metrics equals open bracket apostrophe accuracy apostrophe close bracket close parentheses. 5. Training the model. The steps listed below are used to train the neural network model. Feed the training data to the model using train underscore images and train underscore labels arrays. Allow the network to learn an association of pictures and corresponding labels. Generate predictions using the model for a predefined test data set, for example, the test underscore images array. Then the predictions must be verified by matching the labels from the test underscore labels array. You can begin to train the network by utilizing the model.fit method. To verify the system is a fit for the training data, use command model.fit open parentheses train underscore images comma train underscore labels comma epochs equals 5 close parentheses. The epochs are displayed as below, suggesting that the model has reached accuracy of around 0.89 or 89% of the training data. Epoch 1/5 60,000/60,000 open brackets equals close brackets minus 4s 75 US/sample-loss:0.5018 ACC:0.8241 Epoch 2/5 60,000/60,000 open bracket equals close bracket hyphen 4s 71 US/sample-loss:0.3763 hyphen ACC:0.8643 Epoch 3/5 60,000/60,000 open bracket equals close bracket hyphen 4s 71 US/sample-loss:0.3382-ACC:0.8777 Epoch 4/5 60,000/60,000 open bracket equals close bracket hyphen 4s 72 US/sample-loss:0.3138-ACC:0.8846 Epoch 5/5 60,000/60,000 open bracket equals close bracket hyphen 4s 72 US/sample-loss:0.2967-ACC:0.8897 Less than tensorflow.python.keras.callbacks.history 0x7f65f b64b5c0 Greater than 6. Measuring the accuracy of the neural network model. To test the accuracy of the network, it must be verified against the testing dataset using commands below. Test underscore loss, comma, test underscore ACC equals model.evaluate open parentheses test underscore images, comma, test underscore labels, close parentheses. Print open parentheses apostrophe test accuracy, colon, apostrophe, comma, test underscore ACC, close parentheses. The output can be obtained as shown below, which suggests that the accuracy of the test result is around 0.86, or 86%, which is slightly less than the accuracy of the training dataset. This is a classic example of overfitting, when the performance or accuracy of the model is lower on new input or testing data than the training data. 10,000/10,000 open bracket equals close bracket hyphen 1s 51 US/sample-loss:0.3382 0.3653-ACC:0.8671. Test accuracy, 0.8671. 7. Generate predictions using the neural network model. Now that our model has been trained sufficiently, we are ready to generate predictions from the model. Using command predictions equals model.predict, open parentheses, test underscore images, close parentheses. In the code below, the network has generated a prediction for labels of each picture in the testing dataset. The prediction is generated as an array of 10 integers, with the confidence index for each of the 10 categories, in referring to the import data stage, corresponding to the test picture. Predictions, open bracket 0, close bracket. Array, open parentheses, open bracket, 6.58371528E-06, comma, 1.364806466E-10, comma, 4.171833337E-08, comma, 1.151781666E-10, comma, 8.309394844E-07, comma, 1.499146822E-01, comma, 3.11488043E-06, comma, 4.634723813E-02, comma, 6.108200061E-05, comma, 8.03666413E-01, close bracket, comma, D type equals float 32, close parentheses. To view the label with the highest confidence index, using command np.argmax open parentheses predictions open bracket 0 close bracket close parentheses. A result 9 will suggest that the model has maximum confidence on the test image belonging to class underscore names open bracket 9 close bracket, or according to our labels table, ankle boot. To verify this prediction, use command test underscore labels open bracket 0 close bracket, which should generate output as 9. To view the whole set of predictions for the 10 classes, use command below. Defplot underscore image open parentheses I comma predictions underscore array comma true underscore label comma img close parentheses colon predictions underscore array comma true underscore label comma img equals predictions underscore array open bracket I close bracket comma true underscore label open bracket I close bracket comma img open bracket I close bracket plt.grid open parentheses false close parentheses plt.xtix open close bracket close parentheses plt.ytix, open parentheses, open close bracket, close parentheses. plt.imshow, open parentheses, img, comma, cmap equals plt.cm.binary, close parentheses. Predicted underscore label equals np.argmax, open predictions underscore array, close parentheses. If predicted underscore label, equals equals true underscore label colon color equals apostrophe blue apostrophe else colon color equals apostrophe red apostrophe plt.xlabel open parentheses apostrophe open close brace colon 2.0f close brace percent open parentheses open close brace close parentheses, apostrophe, dot format, open parentheses, class underscore names, open bracket, predicted underscore label, close bracket, comma, 100*np.max, open predictions underscore array, close parentheses, comma, class underscore names, open bracket, true underscore label, close bracket, close parentheses, comma, color equals color, close parentheses. Def plot underscore value underscore array, open parentheses, I predictions underscore array, comma, true underscore label, close parentheses, colon, predictions underscore array, comma, true underscore label equals predictions underscore array, open parentheses, I, close parentheses, comma, true underscore label, open parentheses, I, close parentheses. PLT.grid, open parentheses, false, close parentheses. PLT.xticks, open parentheses, open close bracket, close parentheses. PLT.yticks, open parentheses, open close bracket, close parentheses. This plot equals PLT bar, open parentheses, range, open parentheses, 10, close parentheses, comma, predictions underscore array, comma, color equals apostrophe hash 777777 apostrophe, close parentheses. PLT.ylim, open parentheses, open bracket, 0,1, close bracket, close parentheses. Predicted underscore label equals np.argmax, open parentheses, predictions underscore array, close parentheses. This plot, open bracket, predicted underscore label, close bracket, dot set underscore color, open parentheses, apostrophe, red, apostrophe, close parentheses. This plot, open bracket, true underscore label, close bracket, dot set underscore blue, open parentheses, apostrophe, blue, apostrophe, close parentheses. Now, for a specific picture in the testing dataset, you can do this using the command below. Grab an image from the test dataset. img equals test underscore images, open bracket, 0, close bracket. Print, open parentheses, img.shape, close parentheses. Open parentheses, 28,28, close parentheses. To use the TF-Keras models to generate this prediction, the picture must be added to a list, since these models have been optimized to generate predictions on a collection of dataset at a time. Use the command below to accomplish this. Hash, add the image to a batch where it's the only member. img equals open parentheses, np.expand underscore dims, open parentheses, img, comma, 0, close parentheses, close parentheses. Print, open parentheses, img.shape, close parentheses. Open parentheses, 1,28,28,28, close parentheses. Now, to generate the prediction for the picture using tf-keras, use the command below. Predictions underscore single equal model.predict, open parentheses, img, close parentheses. Print open parentheses predictions underscore single, close parentheses. The predictions generated will resemble the code below. Open bracket, 6.583726-6E-06, 1.364808-7E-10, 4.171-8483-E-08, 1.151785-9E-10, 8.309393-7E-07, 1.499-1476-E-01, 3.114891-E-06, 4.634-7316-E-02, 6.1082-108E-05, 8.036662-3E-01, close bracket, close bracket. To generate a graph or plot for the prediction, as shown in the picture below, use command below. Plot underscore value underscore array, open parentheses, 0, predictions underscore single, test underscore labels, close parentheses. plt.xtix, open parentheses, range, open parentheses, 10, close parentheses, comma, class underscore names, comma, rotation, equals 45, close parentheses. plt.show, open close parentheses. The model.predict generated the output as a list of lists for every single picture in the testing dataset. To generate predictions specifically for the specific image we used earlier, use command below. Prediction underscore result equals np.argmax, open parentheses, predictions underscore single, open bracket, 0, close bracket, close parentheses. Print, open parentheses, prediction underscore result, close parentheses. The output or prediction generated should be 9, as we obtained earlier.